This is President John Adams, and you're listening to Derivative.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
It feels Derivative.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle when you can put somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely Derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Very meta and annoying and Derivative.
Not original, uninspired.
I'm Derivative as hell.
Hey everybody, it's Jerry, and this is Derivative. This is the third incarnation of a podcast that I started back in March of 2014. It has been 6 years since I started doing this, almost to the day, and I really never thought it would go this long. I'm kind of amazed that this is still happening, and it's hard to do, as is probably indicated by my periodic hiatuses and rebranding and various things I've had to go through. So I wanted to take a moment to give a shout out to KJ and Jason. Speaking of tangents, is wrapping it up after 150 episodes, which is a really impressive run, especially given the amount of work they put into that thing. It takes me 3 or 4 hours to put together a 30-minute podcast. They do a 3-hour podcast. So I can only imagine the amount of preparation and things that they have to do behind the scenes to get all that stuff together with all that original content and stuff. A lot of work. And I know how hard it is to get there, and especially given some challenges Jason's been having, you know, how difficult it is to, you know, find time for these kind of things and record. So just to kick this show off, I wanted to give a shout out, congratulations for such a long, successful run. The amount of content those guys put out, as I said, is an intimidating volume. If you've not listened to it, I would encourage you to go check it out. It's still on the iTunes. Jason mentioned they're trying to, or they may have to take it down at some point. Due to costs, I've offered if they would like to host it on Little Song servers on Amazon or Microsoft or my basement server. I have different ways of doing that, so hopefully I can help them out. And those of you that love that Tangents content can still access it for months and years to come. So then today, what are we going to talk about on this show? Let's kind of move on to this. Let's click over here and look at my little agenda. So we got some jingles about brackets. I've got a couple of new things. And we're going to listen live. We'll drop in. Last week, I did that live look-in segment on recent postings to Little Songs. So we'll do another one of those and check out what's going on the website. And we also, maybe we'll give some updates on Jingle Fest or something at some point. We'll see.
It's 12 o'clock on a Tuesday. The regulars have all written in. There's an old man with some headphones on. He's orange with a beard on his chin. He says, Nigel, can you hand me some emails? How about some faxes or notes? Well, I'd sure like to read one or two of them from Quebec or Terre Haute. So blah. Blah 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 blah. Sing us a song about the mailbag. We'll play it just before noon. Oh, and try to be funny, but don't expect money for any of your silly tunes.
March Madness is coming up, and with that, we usually get a week of celebrity brackets on Tony's show. We'll get sports personalities and celebrities giving their picks, and then we'll get a couple of randos that have some loose affiliation with the show, like Phil's mom, giving her non-expert picks. And these segments can be entertaining, they can be funny in retrospect, given Phil's mom's George Mason run, but for the most part, it's somebody reading off a sheet of paper and quibbling over a 9-8 like Bob Ryan or something for 30 minutes out of a one-hour show. And so it's a lot of filler content. For someone like me, it's a must skip. Phil's mom, much like the jingles, lost its appeal several years ago. So that's not something I typically listen to. But I understand that I am maybe in a minority or a small majority, whatever, that there's a divided opinion amongst the fan base. And some people love this stuff. And there's been a lot of feedback in the mailbag about their decision to cancel it. And what I think is interesting is the feedback that they've been getting from the cesspool and other social media sites has led them to cancel this. But instead of just doing a show where they actually have original content or color commentary in the tournament or something else related to sports, Tony's just going to take the week off. So I guess the question was, would you rather have nothing or these bracket shows? So I'm going to go with nothing. Hopefully it comes back refreshed, much like Derivative. You know, take a little time off, you come back, and it's just solid gold. But, maybe this isn't the outcome folks were hoping for. So, we'll see. Anyway, the jingles, coming back to that here, we've had some great tunes submitted over the past week about this topic. And I think one of the funniest things about it is that folks are blaming Michael for this choice. And if it was Michael that led to the decision to cancel the brackets, I give a hearty salute, and not a TK salute. I'm seeing like a sincere salute. Great choice. I'm so glad you did this. But he doesn't appreciate all the flack he's getting. So this first jingle by Steve Lipton is about that. And then LB Crocco, or LBC Rocco, has a protest jingle about We Want Brackets. And then Lipton again, collaborating with Rob and Jamie. Rob sounding very Fitzpatrick-esque in this performance. I thought it was actually John Fitzpatrick when I first heard this, with a commentary on it as well, the Super Freak. And I will add in my own commentary here, both of Lipton's songs here, very much like a 1970s pop song, have like 30 seconds of just like chorus jam at the end, just jam time, where it's like the same thing kind of repeated. And it would be a lot of fun live. And I guess maybe for this podcast, but if you have like a 15-second skip button, maybe you're going to be wanting to use that. But I'm going to play here in its entirety because it's really good. But here are now three songs about skipping the brackets and who's to blame and what folks really want.
These are very special shows.
Yes, you keep bracket week.
The kind that people get attached to.
But this year's looking bleak.
So many have their spirits down.
This should be bracket week.
They won't accept defeat.
Ow.
They like to hear from Phil's mom. They say that she's their all-time favorite. When she picks Baylor or Robocrete Don, she never fails to please. She's all right. She's all right. Phil's mom's all right with me.
I did not kill Bracket Week on this show.
No, no.
This just in, he hates Spike Braun.
Some folks complain in the mailbag. Ooh, they say like it's true. And when they're mad that there ain't no bracket shows, Michael, they point the finger at you. No. It ain't me. It ain't me. Don't blame Mr. Tony's son. Didn't kill the bracket week fun.
So I've been listening to Tony's show over the past week to help mine some new material for Derivative and just to kind of catch up on the show and get reconnected. And in doing so, I immediately, as usually happens, was inspired to write a couple of jingles. Now, these are not groundbreaking. They're both pretty straightforward, but I think that they're kind of good. And the first one is about the Wizard's Way. One of the joys of living in Washington, D.C. and listening to Tony's show is the futility of several of the local sports teams, the Wizards being right at the forefront. So from the time I moved here in 2000 until now, both the Redskins and the Wizards have just been nonstop futility. And until a couple years ago, you could have put the Capitals in that group too. But the Wizards just set the standard. So when Tony talks about the Wizards' way, mocking, you know, their press speeches and stuff, I get a kick out of that. And every time he says it, a certain song jumps into my head. And I finally decided, all right, why don't I go ahead and actually write a jingle to that? So you'll hear that now. And then the next one, Tony went on a rant about daylight savings time and how it was this artificial construct that left him in the dark in the morning. And it was going to make us all so tired for several days. And we'd all be walking around the dark and it would be light so late or whatever. You know, he just didn't like the way it was going to shuffle things up for a couple of weeks. So here, there's a second song here then about artificial time.
What's the Wizard's way? It's losing. I think they trademarked 9 and 20.
Okay, this is the Little Songs read. If you enjoy these jingles and want to support, you can always go to patreon.com/littlesongs or paypal.me/JerryNegrelli.
Corona don't scare us fans.
I'm migrating over to AWS, the podcast moved over this past week. I'll be rewriting, transforming the web app code sometime over the next year. It's going to be a slow process, most likely.
You're asking
maybe that
when will John Wall play?
I want to get stuff out of my basement.
Not today, no, not
I think long term.
Today.
I don't know what the prospects are long term, but long term, it'll be better for everybody. So if you like to support this, you know the ways to do it. If you enjoy this podcast, I appreciate it. And I welcome your feedback at all times. Segments and what I'm doing, if it's something you want to hear more of or less of, Chinese food at
all time is artificial. It's an invention, but I don't understand why it has to be this early in March.
Alone in the dark, a man and his dog searching for rabbits and deer. He's tripping down the sidewalk, oh, nearly breaks his hip. He yells, why is the morning sun not here? It's those artificial hours, he's tired till Wednesday, but nobody cares, they made artificial hours, those daylight savings hours, hours of Tony's despair.
The 1 hour actually affects you through about Wednesday.
Quick Jingle Fest update. Things are still on track. June 27th, 2020. Now, the coronavirus is seeming to increase in its spread and reach. So we'll have to play it by ear and make sure that that doesn't impact our travel plans or our date or anything like that. But for the time being, everything is on track. I don't have any concerns about hosting it there at this point. We'll continue to revisit that, you know, as we get closer to the date, obviously, if there's an issue with travel or something else. In terms of the hotel, Steve Lipton has been recruited into the process now, trying to help out to find a venue that we can have a shared space. If anybody else in the audience has ideas on Airbnb or other properties, I was thinking, as odd as this might be, that maybe renting a house or a large loft or something else for Friday night to host our meet and greet kind of socializing event, rather than having to go to a restaurant and pay exorbitant prices, we can just go to a kind of a private party like we did with Mingleside at Jingle Fest 5. So if anybody has a place to offer up or ideas on a place we can find, please contact me, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. The plans are coming together well. I'm excited about the event. In terms of participation, there are now some maybes and folks that might not be able to travel from the performer standpoint. But at this time, myself, Steve, KJ, Joe Arrow, We're going to be there. Some others are kind of in the maybe or no pile at this point due to various reasons. We'll see what we can do to twist some arms to get everybody there. But I'm excited to see you. If you've never been to one of these before, I really hope you're able to make your first one. If you've been there several times, I hope you come back. And we're going to have a great time. It's going to be good time. June 27, 2020, in Nashville, Tennessee, Jingle Fest 6, Jingle Track.
You're listening to Derivative.
Okay, last week I debuted a new segment where I just play songs from littlesongs.net and do a reaction video. Got some good feedback on that, so I thought I would do it again. I also asked for corrections and things that I might have missed, and I noticed that with the Robert Berg Fast Car jingle, there is a wonderful play on words. So the whole song is about the class struggle between somebody who has a side hustle as an Uber driver and the one percenter Tony Kornheiser. And there's a line in there, even if they aren't Uber rich, and it went totally over my head the first time. I didn't even pick up on that. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about for corrections and insights. That is just so, so funny. I love that. The double play there of being an Uber driver versus wealthy and then reusing that word. Just shout out, salute, well done. So this week I wanted to play some songs. I saw there was a jingle drop by John Fitzpatrick. He unloaded three jingles in the matter of minutes on March 3rd. So I'm going to play all three of them. I have not listened to these yet. I wanted to save it for this podcast. And we'll just play these here. John has always been so great, and I'm glad that he's still a part of this community after all these years. Let's listen to this. The first one is called On the Street Where You Live.
I have often parked on this street before. People pay rent for these wheels. It's what the app is for. You're an angry guy. Your blood pressure's high. 'Cause I park on the street where you live. Are there parking cops in this part of town? Have you seen the scooters that I also rent downtown? No enforcement course, it's outside your door. So I park on the street where you live.
You can't see the smile on that face. That is just so good. I love that little line at the end of each verse. And that clocks in at 59 seconds. That is the quintessential jingle right there. That is so good. All right, next up we have Unforgettable by John Fitzpatrick.
So agreeable, that's what you are.
Oh, okay, yes, this is about the airline miles thing, huh? Or credit card.
The end's not far.
I don't know what I agreed to.
Once a man tough and curmudgeonly, now for points or miles, you'll bend the knees.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Unlike before, tone's never been more just agreeable.
Well, you need to say yes.
Yes, yes, you'll say.
Now you've agreed to give your internal organs.
We'll need those organs now.
Yes, I may have agreed to that.
Take them away.
Oh, I love the interplay of the verses with the clips from the show. That was awesome. And look at that. Clocks in at 1 minute exactly. John has this down to a science. That's awesome. All right. Last one from the jingle drop on March 3rd here. This is Nobody to Blame, a Chris Stapleton song. Let's check this one out. A minute 26 for this one.
You called up the Amex folks to tell them what you'd pay. When that call was over, yes, thanks was all you'd say. How'd you turn suddenly lame, Tony? I got no use for this lame, Tony. March Madness tradition, just brackets with all your friends. A couple of whiny emails now and this tradition ends. How'd you turn suddenly so lame, Tony?
I got no use for a lame Tony. Don't know quite where you went wrong. Don't know where your stones have gone. Hope this fades, well it won't last long. How'd you turn suddenly lame, Tony? I got no use for a lame Tony.
Nice. I really like, they're the same two lines. How'd you turn suddenly lame, Tony? And I got no use for a lame Tony. They're repeated three times there with different topics. That was really cool. Like that one a lot. I think it's, that phrasing is tough to sing. So that's suddenly so lame, Tony, trying to squeeze a lot in there. But that turned out great. All right, well, that's it for that little live segment. Just wanted to share some of John's songs here with you. They're great. Really good. Have any of those aired yet? Let's look at the airtime calendar here. Today's March 9th. So yeah, no chance for those to have aired just yet. But I'm sure we'll be hearing those soon because they're so good. If we can get past the choir and marching band jingles to some more of the parodies here. Hopefully we can keep that mixing up throughout the week because I really like that. I mean, I started TK Jingles originally doing pure mailbag parodies of just that song in different styles and stuff. That was one of the things I thought we would keep doing other than the parodies. I thought that the parodies would kind of run out of steam after a few months and we would just be doing different things about mail and trying to use the faxes and notes lyrics everywhere. And then it spawned into this whole huge thing with all these other great ideas from people much more proactive than me and kind of pushing that in new ways.
He was orange, she was a blonde. Can I make it any more obvious? He read the mail, she read the news. They both loved to booze. He wanted her, I could never tell. Secretly he couldn't work a cell. Then all of the gang laughed at him too. And they had a problem with his high school. He was a Hewlett boy, she said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but he couldn't get first base. She wouldn't do it for science sake.
Last week I talked about coronavirus and how that topic was still a little too hot for jingles. Wasn't quite comfortable with trying to do any songs about our impending death. But I do think it's important to find levity in serious things, so I do think it'd be great if we could find some angle by which to approach this topic. And I got a kick on Twitter. I saw Weird Al tweeted out, let's see if I get this right. Yeah, no, sorry, not going to do my corona. And a bunch of people responded to that like, oh, it'd be so great. If you don't know, he did a famous parody of My Sharona called My Bologna, or Bologna. I don't think that people were clamoring for him to do My Corona or even asking him. I think that was Weird Al's way of just putting the joke out there because that's it. That's the joke. You know, My Corona said to My Sharona, you don't even need to record that. It's probably in poor taste. Not really worth doing. So a lot of people responded like, oh, this would be viral. You got to do it. But I think they kind of missed the point. I think that he was basically saying that, you know, here's an idea I had that I'm never going to do because it's just way too hot. But then I saw on littlesongs.net on the ideas page, Moransky posted a jingle to the tune of Tomorrow from Annie. And this is about coming down with a cough that's going to go away tomorrow and then realizing it's not and then realizing you have corona. And I think that might be getting closer to the right way to do this. I hope somebody takes that and is able to finish that idea. I was thinking that the thing that maybe is more interesting right now is the total denial, obliviousness, and the way that some folks are taking such a cavalier attitude toward this. So maybe a parody of something like the Beatles' I Feel Fine with the refrain of I'm sure it's fine, or some self-delusion about somebody who's basically dying of it and is kidding themselves. I think that might be funny, but it's still, I'm not really ready to go there just yet. To actually put down anything on paper and get my name out there associated with some jingle until we kind of know where this whole situation is going.
I sit at home every night and I stare out. out my window. I saw the news and I can't get it out of my mind. The germs are spreading. The CDC is wrong and I know it's the end of mankind. We're all gonna die. Sure, the next victim is me.
All right, I got one more jingle to play here. I think this is an appropriate ender for the show. This combines the brackets topic with the coronavirus topic. And this is from Joe Arrow. I guess this summarizes something from the TK Facebook page. If you've not been a part of that, it's an interesting community. Check that out. So here we have A Day in the Life, the virus edition, about the live show that's going to happen on March 15th at Clyde's. So here we go.
Shot for a face mask yesterday. Show it glides. Last week I whined about a car. Seems rather childish now, I'll grant you that. What are we doing out here, man? Yes, I am scared as hell. I gotta make it to the store so I can buy some damn Purell.
Nice. Yeah, that ending really brings it home there. Awesome jingle. I hope we hear that on the Tony show. It's a minute 22, so it's going to be tough. Maybe they can just play some of the last verse or something. All right, that's all I got for you this week with Derivative. I hope you are enjoying this, and I welcome your feedback on the Twitter at Jerry Negrelli. Just send me a note. Let me know that you're listening and what you like or what you don't like. You can also obviously reach me, as always, at the email address, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I'll be back here again soon. And if not, maybe, you know, three to 4 months. Bye-bye. One more thing before I go. You may have noticed that in the opening of this podcast, I play a collection of clips from other shows where folks use the word derivative or Tony saying some put down that I apply to this show. If you come across anything like that, if you hear the word derivative in the wild, send me the audio clip or point me to the podcast where it is in an approximate timestamp and I'll splice it in there. Just to keep building that hype loop or whatever at the beginning of this show and making it stronger. I've added a couple of clips from one of my favorite podcasts, The Sub Beacon, and I wanted to end by commenting on that. A few weeks ago, one of the cast members of that podcast moved to Austin, Texas. And so they had a fill-in host, and they totally trolled the audience with this idea that it was a permanent change. And the host was none other than Chris Saliza. And they really played it up. It was one of the few times where I really got a kick out of Chris because he was playing up how essentially undesirable he would be as a permanent fixture of the show to the audience. So I guess he was probably in on the joke, but also, you know, maybe not totally. But yeah, you know, I mean, he was able to make fun of himself, which is great. So I wanted to play one of my favorite songs about Chris and him being an integral part, or integral, depends, you know, I guess how you want to pronounce that, part of Tony's show, the classic A-Team that led to many listeners of the TK Jingles broadcast sending me angry notes and tagging me in Twitter things to try to get Chris mad at me, which, oddly enough, the person that Chris replaced on the Subbeacon, Sonny Bunch, that is one of his signature things, that if you tag him to try to get him in trouble with somebody on Twitter, he will block you. So, man, it's amazing how all these things just kind of come together, all the little coincidences. So here's one more song, just one of my favorite trashing Chris, pissing people off moments. Hopefully we can all laugh about it now. None of this stuff means anything. I mean, nothing is as serious as a restaurant closing down or the coronavirus or something. This is just light stuff. So anyway, thank you for listening. Enjoy the A-Team.
Michael Wilbon will be on the show later in the show. This is The Open. We have the A-Team here. We have SG3, Gary Braun, and we have Chris Saliza. Michael Kornheiser is here tonight.
Listening again, recovering from the weekend. Think I need my ears checked. Tony, did you say Chris is on the A-Team? Oh, how that pains me. Just like drinking gasoline, it's crazy, don't you see? Slowly sinking ratings, littles all complaining, and they scream, this show stinks, and though it's free to us, so many things we'd rather do instead. I'd put a nail gun up against my head. And though you know I really love this show, most times certain co-hosts really drive me nuts. Except for Gary Braun and G. McManus. Saliza's great sometimes, but just once a week. Yeah, stick to once a week. Maybe on Thursdays. Please, 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 please.
Standing on.